As I was trying to fall asleep last night, I started hearing them for the first time this season. The booms and the cracks and the crashes off in the distance. Fireworks are here. Lots of us enjoyed those items on this time of the year. And we thought we'd bring in the American Pyrotechnics Association this morning, Pyrotechnic Association. And Julie Heckman, the executive director, is good enough to be on with us this morning to talk a little bit about fireworks safety and some numbers behind fireworks. Julie, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Well, good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, same to you. This is going to be a busy week, I'm guessing, for a lot of folks who are using fireworks. Let's start with some of the trends and the numbers, first of all. I think a lot of us like going to those big displays in cities like Chicago and, well, in little towns as well. But how many of us are actually doing our own displays these days?
Well, you know, it's a good combination because people like to tend to do both. They like to celebrate at home and then also attend their community display. But if I can tell you in poundage, that might help break it out a little bit.
Sure.
So last year in 2017, Americans used 229 million pounds of backyard consumer fireworks.
Wow, that's about a pound each, isn't it?
Just about.
It's about a pound each.
And the professional display side, we use 25.4 million.
Oh, wow, so it's not even close.
Yeah, you know, 49 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico allow the sale and use of backyard fireworks. And as those laws have relaxed and more people now have accessibility, you know, the sales, the consumption is really, you know, going up significantly.
And that's the other part of the trends here. I think, you know, some of us who are a certain age remember when fireworks were illegal, just you couldn't get them at all. Here in Illinois, I remember growing up as a kid that we couldn't buy them at all legally. And but that's changed now. Why is that changing?
Well, you know, there are a couple factors. I think as the safety of the product improved and the number of injuries went down, more and more people were excited to try to use backyard fireworks. But also, it's about our pride and patriotism. And then when we hit the tough economy, tough economic times, back in 2008, 2009, the state started looking at a way to generate tax revenue. And they saw that people were going across state lines and buying fireworks. So they decided to reap that tax benefit within their state borders by modifying the fireworks law.
Because there's big money here, let's talk a little bit about some of the numbers in terms of how much all of that fireworks, that poundage of fireworks cost. What kind of revenue are we talking about for the fireworks industry?
Well, in 2017, industry as a whole was just over $1.2 billion. But of that, $885 million was from the consumer side.
So that's a big increase. I mean, so from one year to the next, what are we talking about, a $60 million increase?
Yes, we were $16 million increase between 2016 and 2017. And we're anticipating that revenues from this 4th of July will exceed $900 million.
Julie, let's talk a little bit about safety. This is, I saw it starting, I think, last Thursday on the TV news. Every year we see the fireworks dummies being blown apart and all of those standard videos from ATF and other places. How has safety improved for fireworks over the years, and what are the key messages you want to get out?
Well, the products themselves are safe if they're used appropriately. The vast majority of firework-related injuries are related to misuse, and often blatant misuse. So we encourage people to make certain, first, you have to obey your local law. So your municipal law may be more strict than the state law, so it's important to find out from the local fire folks what you're allowed to use before you choose to use fireworks. But you want to purchase your fireworks from a reputable fireworks dealer. And when we say that, we mean these stands, these stores are quite visible and noticeable. They're not hiding. They have colorful banners. They're out there for everybody to see. It's important that when you take your fireworks home, you take the time to thoroughly read all the instructions for use and pay attention to the warnings on the product, because that tells you what the product's actually going to do. You want to have a safe distance for your spectators. You want to use a flat, level, dry surface where you discharge your fireworks. You know, often people think, oh, I'm just going to set them off in the middle of the backyard. Well, the backyard might not be level, so we recommend that you put down a nice sheet of plywood to add some stability to the fireworks. You should have a bucket of water handy, and you should only light one at a time. And probably one of the most important rules is you need someone who is sober to be in charge of your firework activities.
That's the key here, because a lot of us like to have a cold beverage or two on the holiday. It's just like drinking and driving. You can't do something this dangerous while you're inebriated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a key point.
I was surprised at going through some of the data to see that, well, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but men are the most likely to be injured from fireworks displays. What does that tell you?
Well, I think it is male bravado. I just asked that question the other day to a gentleman who was explaining about one of his firework-related injuries, and I asked him, what provoked you to even do that? Because I was a little surprised. It was quite blatant misuse of product, and he just shrugged it off and said it's male bravado. And I just think that everybody needs to respect fireworks. You know, there are inherent dangers. And so you have to use the product appropriately.
I guess part of this, too, is, you know, you mentioned getting your fireworks at a dealer, someplace that's going to take pride and knows where this stuff come from. I'm guessing you would probably encourage people not to buy fireworks, let's say, out of the back of a van on the side of the highway.
Exactly, because if you're not purchasing from someone who is visible, meaning all of these retail vendors, they are inspected. They are issued a permit by the local authority having jurisdiction. Usually that's the local fire authority. But they have permits, and they're going to have appropriate storage, and they're going to be selling what is legal, you know, legal for sale. So please visit those vendors and avoid anybody who might be trying to hide or sell something out of an unmarked van.
I always find it surprising that as we celebrate the most American of holidays, our independence, that we do it with fireworks that come from other countries. I'm guessing mostly from China. Is that still the case, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The vast majority of fireworks are imported from China. And that is because everything is made by hand, and the regulations in the U.S. have pushed more and more of that manufacturing outside of our borders and, into neighboring countries. Well, not so neighboring when it comes to China, but into other countries. And, you know, China has been the leading producer globally for fireworks, not just the U.S. market. They really have perfected the production of fireworks, and as well as the safety. We spend a lot of time in China. The importers travel there a couple times a year to meet specifically with the factories to make certain that the product that we're importing into the United States is going to be the safest, highest quality, and also compliant.
I know, Julie, you have to be sort of unbiased when it comes to this next question, so I know that you can't answer it, but where's the best fireworks display in the country, if you had to choose?
That's a big question. Depends if you're talking 4th of July or if you're talking other times of years, and there's some great competitions just northern of us in Canada. I don't know. Every show is just so special. And often it's about being with your community. It's being with your family and enjoying that show. That's part of our, you know, pride, patriotism, and being together as a community for Independence Day. But there are dozens and dozens of phenomenal shows. I know Chicago starts early, I believe, on July 3rd with Navy Pier has a beautiful, beautiful program.
Yeah.
The granddaddy of them all, Macy's New York
right.
City on July 4th is just magnificent. I will be in Nashville for their phenomenal 4th of July, and there's plenty on the West Coast, too.
Yeah, I think one of the best ones I've been to is a small town just down south of Chicago who had a fife and drum band, and they did the whole sort of reenactment one year of the 4th of July from our founding father's standpoint. Then they had the fireworks display. Those, I think, are the best when you have that real Americana involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And often it's, you know, those 16,000 hometown displays that are the ones that will be memorable. And again, it's about being with your community.
All right. Julie, we appreciate you being on with us. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and we appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you so much. You have a safe 4th.
Julie Heckman is the Executive Director of the American Pyrotechnic Association.